Okay, what's this lame meeting about?
No idea, and I'm busy and go away.
Improve your work environment.
Ow! Ow! Hostile work environment.
Shut up!
With these simple tips.
Just the tip?
Be politically correct.
A freaking hobbit works here?
No, he's just
Lana,
a...
Lana, they're called little people,
Will
not
you
hobbits.
He's...
What, you're black-ish?
Ish?
There's your bomber, Beardsley McTurbanhead.
Give compliments.
Great, good job.
Shut up!
Lana, your eyes are amazing.
Archer.
I mean, not compared to your tits, but...
Diffuse conflict.
Pam, I will end you.
Respect boundaries.
Get out of the way!
What? Are you gonna shoot me again?
Yes!
Oh. Well then, hang on.
Listen effectively.
Thoughts?
Yeah, shut up.
Shut up.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
No running!
Shut up!
Imagine shutting up! Why do you always do this?
Why do you always not shut up?
Compromise.
Maybe when I get back, we can work out some kind of bang buddy deal, but...
Ow! No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes!
No.
Project confidence.
I am awesome!
And you'll win friends.
You're f***ing dolphin!
She's tapping out!
You!
I think she peed.
Get more tips.
Just the tip!
On DVD now.
What about that are you still not getting exactly?
Well, obviously the core concept, Lana.
Archer, season one. Only today.
We don't have umbrellas out here. Better get yourself a palm tree. 85 and sunny, cloud in the sky. Some kind of breezy, not cloud in the sky. Palms in the wind, sand in my eyes. I'm rubbing Tahitian vanilla lotion on my thighs. Don't forget the sunscreen, you need that. Don't forget the camera, you need that. Baby, take a picture, look at that away. About to get it popping, click, click, bang, bang. Electric yellow rays are also lovely. Oh, 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 oh. And it's cool. Forever in our minds, we'll have this memory.
Racism.
He said, I'm alive, they just be concealing it. Okay, are you racism?
No. Okay. All right, we got L Boogie 5 Leo back with us. Say, what's up, man?
It's good. Thirst to be with you.
Good deal.
In all this loveliness.
All right, and we got the first lady of ICS. She's Sosa Diddy. Nona, say, what's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
It's so great to hear her voice.
Yes!
Yes!
Conte.
Child, listen. All right. And when we got Mr. Coon himself, well, retired. Well, Coon. Yeah, I don't know what to call him anymore. Jeff, what's up, man?
Let's call it Reformed.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Retrograde.
Retrograde, yeah. You got Coon residual effect going on right now.
In a retrograde.
So... Anyways, this is I Call Shenanigans. This is a podcast that we used to do weekly, but we all got really, really busy and life happened for a lot of us.
And really, really sick.
Yeah. Like, Nacho got really sick.
Really, really sick.
Like, so everybody's been going through their stuff right now, but we're back. We're going to try to make a conscious effort to do this on a weekly basis. I know I've been really, really, really busy with the music thing and stuff, and I know Nacho was sick. City's daughter's going to college, which makes us feel all old right now.
What?
Yeah, so it's a big deal. So everybody's been busy. We're doing our own thing, but we're back. This is a, we just talk about random stuff. There's no format to the show. We're not a competitive podcast by any stretch of the imagination. We literally just get together and we just talk about whatever's going on at the time. So, yeah, thank you for listening. If you're listening for the first time, this is pretty much how the show is set up. Basically, we start off talking about current events, news issues, and then we cook on, Nacho cooks on movies, and then Sadidi, you know, goes and we let her cook on a couple of subjects, and then Jeff does a men care moment of the week or whatever, and then we call shenanigans on shit at the end of the podcast. So that's pretty much the format of the podcast. Really just, you know, it is what it is. We've had some pretty cool people on here before, so, you know, welcome. So, anybody, what's going on?
I just moved to San Francisco about a month and a half ago.
Why did you do that?
It's literally like being in U of A. I drink every fucking 4 days.
What?
It's crazy. It's just damn crazy.
Why are you in San Francisco?
I got a new job.
Oh, congratulations, bro.
You got a job.
Let's go, Rob.
Calvin got a job.
Let's go.
Hey, yo, oh, got speaking, a job.
Speaking of which.
Dude, Leo, you're my friend, friends.
Hey, speaking of which, last night I went out. Yes, I went out on Easter Sunday. And Dave Chappelle was just at the bar.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle was just there drinking with us. At this ratchet ass bar.
Nigga, you was drinking with so Dave Chappelle?
Ratchet. Yes.
Why did you say anything on Twitter?
I didn't want to let everybody know I was out.
Oh my god.
Well, they know now.
Yeah, they know.
For sure.
So what is he like in real life? Was he like, is he like swole? Because I heard he's like, he's big now.
He's pretty big now, actually. He's like, he's probably like an inch shorter than me, or maybe we're the same height. He's actually really big, like way bigger than he was. Like, he doesn't look skinny and lanky anymore. It's kind of like, I don't know, kind of like Nelly has transformed himself to look be bigger and shit, you know, look like that.
Okay, good deal.
Hammer spray, man, I'm telling you.
No weapon!
It's and like I heard season spice. 4 got picked up.
Who?
Season 4 for Spell Show.
What?
It just got picked up?
Bringing it back?
I saw a report yesterday. I don't know if it was April 4th.
Where? On ESPN 6?
They are. This LSAs.
LSAs. I need to confirm this, though, because I'm not going to lie on this order, so on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw somebody, like, tweet that yesterday, but I gave it to, like, you know, probably just being an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, that might make sense, because that'd be the biggest television event of our lives. That'd be, like, 5 Walking Dead season finales if the Chappelle Show were to come back.
And...
Okay, can somebody explain to me the Walking Dead hype? I don't get it.
I haven't even seen one episode. I watched 5 minutes of it on accident yesterday.
So nobody watches Walking Dead?
I don't.
Nah.
Leo, that seems like something you would watch.
No, I heard that, like, everybody dies. Like, when you get emotionally attached to a character, they kill them off. It's usually black people that die most often.
What?
Now, I heard that Tyrese was in... This
well,
show.
He's the Walking Dead in real life. So.
It begins.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, did I tell you guys about my new Tyrese story?
No.
Another one.
I think Nacho was sick. Yeah. I think I told you guys this, right?
Where he sick the last 10 months. So anything that happened in the last 10 months, I was sick.
Okay. So let me explain. I think you guys know what happened.
No. Please.
Okay. So basically. Let me explain to you guys what happened. So, this is the last I'm going to say about this because I'm trying to focus on this music thing and he keeps making it hard for me. All right. So, basically what happened was I was chilling. I was minding my own business. I was, you know, I wasn't even doing anything. So, I see the homie Dan Crism. Shout out to Dan. He retweets a fake retweet of Tyrese saying that Alabama's a city. So, I'm like, okay, that sounds like something Tyrese would say. So let me go ahead and retweet that. So all I did was retweet. I didn't say anything. I didn't insult his intelligence because I've done that enough on Tyrese Wisdoms. Whatever. So Tyrese comes at me. Like, he unblocks me and he's in my mentions. So I'm going to read to you verbatim what he tweeted me. And I don't want to be petty about this. I don't really care, to be honest. I figured, one, he was either really, really drunk, really, really high, or all of the above. So I don't know what to make of it, but I'm just going to read to you guys what he tweeted me. And this is all real. I'm not making any of this up. Just give me 1 second to hold on. The wife's trying to call. I'll call her back. So this is what he tweeted me. So I'm reading this verbatim from Tyrese. And this is the crazy thing. He actually used correct grammar. So this is scary. So first tweet from Tyrese is at Lee Trouble. He asked me, "You've been wanting my attention. You got it now. You are a true Tyrese groupie. You think about me more than these chicks." Tweet number one. At Lee Trouble. Tweet number two. At tweet number two. Lee Trouble. "You are so fucking corny, it's unreal. You are so desperate for retweets, you create fake tweets all day. Kill yourself, please. Thanks."
At least he said please.
And thank you. Yeah. Yeah, and he actually used
light murder if I've ever heard one.
He didn't use run on sentences in that tweet, so I was proud of him. So then he's going, "This is the shit I don't like. You block niggas, they stay on your timeline more than chicks. I guess that makes them bitch ass niggas out."
What?
That's exactly what he tweeted. "You block niggas, they stay on your timeline more than the chicks. I guess that makes them bitch ass niggas out."
Wow. Okay.
And
thank you for that, Tyrese.
And then the last tweet he dedicated to me, "And I don't bang on Twitter. If I ever met dude, I will fuck you up on the spot. Quote me on it." So I guess
you're Melvin.
Want some breakfast, nigga?
So that's my Tyrese experience. And so what happened was, after that happened, basically, one of Dr. Dre's producers hit me up on DM. He's actually my mentor. So he was actually in the studio with Tyrese while Tyrese was doing all this. So Tyrese is clearly either really drunk or whatever. So he asked me, he's like, "Is everything all right, man?" You know, I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good. This is, by the way, my mentions are blowing up. Timeline's going crazy. Oh my gosh. Lee, you finally got what you wanted." I'm like, "Not really. I didn't provoke him or anything this time." So I was actually over Tyrese at the time. But regardless, so my mentor was like, "Yo, you know, we got some big things lined up for you. So can you just kind of fall back on the Tyrese stuff? Because I'm actually in the studio with him." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So after that, I kind of fell back from the Tyrese Wisdoms page. So that's the reason why I gave it up. So I don't think I ever got a chance to tell that story on the podcast, but there you go.
Wow.
Well, damn.
Tyrese Wisdom.
Wisdoms from Tyrese.
He does deserve its own jingle.
It really does.
I might
like
make a jingle.
A different Strokes theme, but with Tyrese Wisdoms.
God, oh girl, don't tweet.
Wow. So that's the thing is, Petty Twitter. I am no longer a member of Petty Twitter. I am no longer a member. I am trying to focus on this music thing. I am above the pettiness. I am retired. No more Tyrese trolling. No more Kerry Hilson slander. Even that's getting kind of old. I am a changed human being right now.
So am I.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody just got quiet.
So everybody can say they're reformed, but I can't say I'm reformed.
No.
What? You have no proof of the otherwise.
You are in your avatar with pink gloves kissing a Patron bottle.
That was a Halloween outfit, and everybody knows that I love Patron. Easy. That doesn't mean petty or messy or get it into stuff with people. I just be chilling right now, dog.
It's just a lot going on right now, man. I don't know. I mean, we got opening day of baseball, which I don't care about. Does anybody care about baseball?
I care Absolutely. About baseball. Hell yeah.
Nats got that W today. My man Bryce Harper, the god.
My Dodgers beat the Giants today.
Cool story, bro. Oh, Diamondbacks are playing the Cardinals right now.
And I will tell it again.
Wow. All right, so we got that going on. So, Nacho, you want to give us the lowdown on the movies that you saw this weekend?
Yes, I saw three of them. I saw G.I. Joe Retaliation, Inc., whatever the hell it's called. look, The Rock is the best action. Yeah, that was. If you gotta say look, you gotta say just like
yeah,
look.
Yeah.
You gotta draw it out. Look. Anyway. The Rock is the best action star working today. I don't even think it's close anymore. Whatever car Jason Statham's driving now is not as good as what The Rock is doing in these movies right now.
Yo, if you see Jason Statham in the grocery store, get the fuck out of the grocery store because something bad's going
to
happen.
Yeah, because there's probably an Audi that's about to crash through the wall.
Exactly.
Anyway, so The Rock is great. Channing Tatum's in, spoiler alert, first 15 minutes and unceremoniously gets blown up. Like, cool, like, you're Channing Tatum. You're one of the biggest stars out, and you just die out of nowhere. Cool.
Yeah, the funny thing is they delayed the movie to expand his role.
They added the opening scene, which they're playing like Call of Duty or something. It was a sweet character building scene. You know, us screenwriters, you know, you really got to go for the gusto in the first 5 minutes.
Us screenwriters.
Wow. I've written a screenplay before.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody knows. I've said too much. Anyway. Lady J, that's really the only way to see this movie. She's phenomenal. Not an actress. I mean, literally, I'm acting better now. But she looks amazing. It's okay. I did see Spring Breakers, which is from the writer of Kids. You guys remember the movie Kids?
Oh, the most disturbing movie I've ever... That movie still haunts me.
The writer of that movie... directed this movie, and he's directed a bunch of other crazy little indie films. His name's Harmony Korine. If you're a dude and your first name's Harmony, there's probably not going to be any in your films.
Yeah.
So this movie is all over the place. The people I saw it with, Matt and I saw it, they hated it. I mean, I've never been in a screening where people viscerally hated, like they were really ready to throw their own feces at the screen, and I was I was dying. What? They just didn't get it. James Franco was by far and away the best actor in that film. He's like Lee giving beats to a guy freestyling on the sidewalk. He's just that much better musically than everyone else.
Thank you, man. I ain't nobody.
But again, there's one scene I'm not going to go into because it's really, really graphic, even though you're just like, oh my God, like they really pushed it that far. If you see it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Gucci Man, superstar, he needs his own bill. He needs to be in Tooth Fairy 3. Gucci Man's great. He says burr and then just unloads the opera. It was my favorite scene in the whole movie. Boom. Anyway, if they're going to retitle Spring Breakers, they need to call it Reasons Why Never to Have a Daughter. And then finally, I saw Olympus Has Fallen yesterday, and I could have fallen asleep 15 different times during the movie.
It was boring.
Look, Gerard Butler, I was just waiting to say, this is Olympus, and he never did.
Okay. So let me explain something. So I was actually going to see Olympus Has Fallen. I was going to see it. But so what happened was, I got to the movie theater, and it was like an hour out. So I was like, okay. I was going, the person I was going to movies with wanted to see the Tyler Perry movie. And I was like, I don't know. Now, me, I haven't seen a Tyler Perry movie since 2002, other than the first one. What was the first one?
Diary of a Mad.
Yeah, that's the only one I've seen. So, the thing is, I grew up on the plays, so the movies don't do anything for me. So, I never had a desire to see any of the movies. So, I'm like, okay, maybe, you know, since 2002, maybe Tyler Perry has some type of growth in his screenwriting. And his, you know, maybe his film structure, whatever you want to call it. Maybe he's grown a little bit, and I'll probably appreciate this movie. So I never left the movie theater so pissed off in my entire life.
In the entirety of my existence in the history of
what? Really?
Yes. And this
okay.
is
okay. Let me put this into perspective. What's the second worst movie you've ever seen? Just so I can gauge this.
The second worst movie I've ever seen? Dang, you put me on the spot. Maybe Geely.
Oh my god, it's on Geely level.
Yes, it's
like Savages. I think Savages is arguably the worst movie I've ever seen in the theater.
It's probably up there, but yeah. So
I once saw a movie about vampires, and it wasn't about a vampire. It's about the making of the old Nosferatu movie from back in the day, and it was literally the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. I was expecting some vampires eating shit.
So.
Well, vampires don't eat; they bite. But carry on.
Sorry, Nacho. I.
Mr. Politically Correct about your feet.
Well, you know, Leo, due to the eternal nature of the vampires, they don't technically eat. So, just make sure you
can Nacho, you do that a little bit too well, man.
Nacho, you gotta leave.
So,
go ahead.
So, let me just outline basically what goes on. So, question one, does it have the dark-skinned nigga that beats the light-skinned woman? Yep. Does it have an older religious lady who's praying at inconsiderate times but is single as fuck? Yes.
Like the Oracle from the Matrix?
Yes. That's exactly what it was. So, basically, alright, so there's more things. Does it have the naive, handsome-looking nigga trying to save the tragic mulatto from the dark-skinned nigga? Yes.
But he was also a dark nigga, too.
Yes, but he was dark this time. So Tyler Perry, you know, smartened up Nas. So are the men more naked in the movie than the females? Yes.
Yeah.
It was borderline disturbing because I'm like...
Sorry, dude. You live in San Francisco. That was the easy joke off the movie.
It was an easy joke. Golf clap for you, sir. Golf clap for you.
So, all right. So does it have a scene where the dark-skinned nigga is beating the tragic mulatto? Yes. Does it have a scene where somebody gets AIDS? Yes.
Yes.
Twice.
Twitter?
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Twice.
What?
And the way it was... And
the light skinned bitch get AIDS from the dark skinned nigga. So dark skinned nigga is killing everybody.
Yes.
He giving AIDS.
Sure, this was an episode of The Walking Dead.
It might as well be. So you got all of that, and you got Brandy in the movie, you got Lance Gross, you have this girl named Journey who's actually really, really attractive.
She's not a bad actress, which makes me sad.
Yeah.
Her name is Journey, like the 80s rock band.
Yes, her name is Journey.
Her size.
No, the little girl who was in Eve's Bayou.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making good.
So I'm going to tell you the high point. The high point of the movie, honestly, was Kim Kardashian's acting. That's how bad it was.
Wow, that's the movie with Kim Kardashian in it.
Yes, and Kim Kardashian's playing herself.
Let me just say, and let
that
me
movie should have been in 3D. I might go see it just for that.
Let me also just say that it's no motherfucking coincidence that they throw in this fuck ass cliche trip to New Orleans. It's like, let's go to New Orleans.
Right.
It's like as soon as they get off the plane, this contrived ass bullshit ass music, and then this is when the lights go crazy out of her mind and decides she's gonna cheat on her fucking husband. Like, voodoo in the air corrupted this bitch.
Exactly.
Like, with all this stuff that you're saying, how did they fit all of this in one movie? This sounds like a 3-hour movie.
So it was about a 90-minute movie.
The director's cut you saw?
I don't know what I saw, but it was about 90 minutes long. And the way, spoiler alert, this is pretty much how it ends. Everybody gets AIDS. That's pretty much how it ends. Am I lying? No, am I lying?
You're not. Everybody gets AIDS.
That's it. It's like 20 years later, everybody gets AIDS.
Not to mention, at the end of the movie, spoiler alert. Looks like Ozzy Davis, right? So he's aged to mother sister's right from Do the Right Thing.
Oh, no. It was just like flowers and getting beer. Oh, no.
So, yes. So, everybody's aged. And it's...
Oh, wait. No, that's not the kill part.
Okay.
Everybody's aged. Light-skinned tragic mulatto bitch has arthritis and AIDS. Apparently.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Alive. I can't complain about
it. Wait. But. This is the rub. Brandy still looks the exact same age and has the exact same wig that she got diagnosed with AIDS. Presumably.
What?
Yeah.
What is this, Rent?
Rent do.
Oh, no. You gotta leave, man.
But Lance Gross, who now looks like Ozzy Davis, is married to a bitch that looks like Kelly Rowland now. And now they have a little nappy headed black kid. Nobody took a brush to this kid's head. The buckshot's a bucket. Like, it's emotionally frustrating.
You guys have talked me into seeing this movie.
Go, hey.
Right?
Well, it's so bad that you could watch it, and I after the first 10 minutes, I treated it like a comedy. And here's the thing about Tyler Perry movies. Tyler Perry movies are popular with black people because of the experience that goes on with watching a Tyler Perry movie. So if you go to a Tyler Perry movie, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be full of ratchet-ass black people who are gasping and ooing and awing, and no, child, he didn't.
Let me give y'all a little perspective. Now, I went to see this movie the night before Easter. Okay? The day before Easter, with the matinee show. Went to see it the day before Easter.
So you got there halfway through the film?
No. I got there on time. This is the kill part. Now, you're thinking like, oh, it's this steamy movie, you know, it's going to be women in there with men. All the bitches in there on dates together. Girl, we gonna see Temptations, girl. Girl, let's go see Temptations.
Yep.
It was nothing but bitches in there. And the guys that were in there, you could tell they were just in there like, they were few and far between. But it's like, everybody in the bitch was on a date together. All the females were on a date together. Like, really? Tyler movie makes movies for lonely bitches.
Yes, that's pretty much, because I was at the movie theater as well, and yes, like 90% of the people in there were women and black women. And they're like, ooh, child, oh no, he did not. Oh my gosh, he has AIDS. And I'm like, come on now.
No, the killer part was when they did the Jasmine Sullivan song, I'm in Love with Another Man.
Oh, God.
And all the bitches in the theater was like, Lord Jesus.
Yes! Yes! Oola! Yes!
Get your life!
I actually had one of those patrons in Olympus Has Fallen sitting right in front of me. She literally was throwing her hands in the air, like whenever there was a big speech or whatever, Morgan Freeman said something vaguely intelligent. And
so
Angela
smart.
Bassett was in the movie, and she has a thankless role of senior service leader. And, I swear, this, she was throwing her hands like she was at church. You know, it was Sunday, so it makes sense.
Wow. So,
yes, let me tell you, Tyler Perry movies are yas Twitter.
Yep.
really are.
You should put that on the poster.
What?
Yeah.
You know how they have those bad like recommendations on poster.
You know how they post when they do commercials and they show them the reviews and shit.
Yeah.
And
you know those are fake, right? You know they don't. Those aren't real.
I know, but they'll be like, Entertainment Weekly says it's the most tempestuous movie you've ever seen. They need to put up one for Twitter, and it needs to put action self-identity, and it needs to just say, yeah.
That's the official hashtag, and they put up with the free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hashtag.
Yeah, so, like I said, maybe I didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish, but it's by far, it's so bad. You might wait for it to come out on bootleg at least. Don't go to the movie theater and actually buy it. Wait for it, bootleg it.
So it's so bad, like I'm tempted to go see now.
Ghost.
Potlocker.
Yeah.
$7. What's $7 for some?
Nigga, that's seven double cheeseburgers. Real man.
That's seven tacos, son.
Exactly. I made tacos today. I made tacos today, and it's safe to say I am 15 for 17 since Taco Gate.
15 for 17.
So I'm proud of myself. Yeah, I actually messed up some tacos really bad out here. Because the thing is, now I live in Louisiana, and I'm out here by myself. So I've had to learn how to really cook. So I tried making some shrimp tacos, but I didn't defrost the shrimp. So I tried to cook the shrimp in the oil, and it was just really bad. Yeah, I nearly caught the fire.
You're in Louisiana?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were out there permanently. I knew you were out there.
Okay, yeah. I'm out here for now. I'm working on coming back to Arizona because of Obama. No, I was joking. So I came out here thinking that it was a permanent position. And due to the sequester that's going on with the government and the fact that the plant I'm working for is underperforming, this is no longer a long-term solution for the family. So I'm going to have to reevaluate me staying out here. So I may be coming back to Arizona at the end of the month.
Sweet. Well, Scottsdale awaits.
Yes. Well, actually, you know what? I've been to, like, I was with Jeff in New York last month. That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
We were turned up. I was dancing on the floor. I don't even remember that night, Jeff. What happened?
Neither do I.
Okay.
Like, I just, wait, okay.
We were with Dill.
Shout out to Kia, putting on a great show for the late night thing. Made me feel kind of lonely because I had nobody to go with. Munchos. Yeah, then it was Lee, Abby, Dylan, Abby's friend Tiff, and Lee's friend, what's her name, Lee?
Kyla,
yeah, her.
Yes.
And yeah, we, you know, got out there, you know, laughed, drank, had a good time. Did we go someplace after that one bar?
I don't remember. That's the thing. I don't remember. I
remember we went someplace and then we walked somewhere else, but I don't remember where that place was.
I had a lot of alcohol in my system, so I don't remember that night.
That's how you know you had fun.
Exactly. So anyways, Nacho, I've been like to New Orleans and stuff and Austin with the South by Southwest, so Scottsdale is cool, but I'm like,
I'm going to that next year.
Bruh, man.
Obviously, this year I couldn't do it, but next year it's. Yeah.
Yeah, because I work in tech now, and I'm going into that shit.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It was the best. Literally, that post depression you get after South by Southwest is so real. That's how much fun I had. It was like free alcohol, free music, free food, and you're with all your friends and your Twitter followers and stuff. It was an amazing, amazing time. So, shouts out to everybody who I met. I met a lot of people out there. So, anyways, yeah.
Yes, I'm planning a trip in August to go to the East, go to Toronto, and then New York. Hopefully, I'll actually may want to go to Bristol.
Ew.
Well, the thing about that, if you didn't see the announcement, I'm no longer with the company. I'm leaving Bristol at the end of next month, moving back to either DC or hopefully have some job leads in Brooklyn. That would be dope. But yeah, just give me your prayers, your prayer, man. It was a 2-year program anyway, and I mean, I just wasn't doing what I wanted to do, so you know, kind of heart wasn't in it. So just decided to cut it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Everybody has to work in their dream jobs. I worked in college athletics. It's what I wanted to do, but shit doesn't pay. You know, so I had to move on.
Yeah. So, I'm definitely looking to do some on-air stuff. That's what I wanted to do from the beginning. Like I said, some things that we should be coming.
them.
Good job coming out there. That's what's going on over here.
All right, good deal. So, all right, so here's the next part of the podcast. Sadiddy, Nona, doll. So we would like to let Nona cook. So this is going to be about 45 seconds to a minute of uninterrupted venting, if you say, by Nona. So Nona, the floor is yours.
I would like to cook on Twitter who on and edge. And the problem is you really don't understand the importance of edge because your bitch don't have none.
Hey, someone's mic.
Wait, yeah, hold on 1 second.
That would probably be Lee.
It would probably be Lee. Microphone.
Hey, I got a MacBook now. Hold on. I have a MacBook now. I have a MacBook. I'm legit.
But don't try to get all stuffy.
All right.
You don't understand how important edges are. It's likely because your bitch don't care about her. Now, give you guys a little insight. Edges are the proof of God's love on your cranial area if you're a black woman. Now, if you walk up on a bitch and you can see her thought side of her head and there's no hair covering them, then that bitch you want to leave where she at, because she don't have no edges and Jesus don't love her. You might want to go ahead and let that go. So all you bitches with no edges, I implore you, I know it's summertime and it's hot. About to be real hot. Please don't walk around here with your skee-ball edges showing. Cover that shit up. Stick it down, get a little brown gel. Throw your little Tupac do-rag around your head. Nobody not gonna care. Don't. I don't feel like I want to see your medulla oblongata functioning because you left the relaxer on too long. Yeah? All you had. Lotion your feet, coming out here with no motherfucking with your feet, hugging your shoes, kissing the pace. Get your feet together and let that be that. The edges and pedicures. That's the mantra for 2013.
Thank you, Sadiddy, for that wonderful soliloquy on edges.
Well, that doesn't apply to my choices, so.
It's always Easter for Leo.
What's the new term now? Milk? Is that the new term?
Milk?
Yes. Milk.
We're not talking about the champagne.
Wow. All right, so Jeff, you have a men care moment of the day or of the week?
I do have a men care moment of the day, and it's kind of a somber one.
Okay.
Out of all the wonderful shows that MTV has brought us in the past 3 years, you know, from Real World to Jersey Shore, you know, Catfish, they introduced a new show this season called Buck Wild. It starred this crazy guy named Shane Gandy, who was found dead in his car earlier today. So, in remembrance of Shane and his asshole ways, just being terribly country, I figured I'd, you know, give us a few of his best quotes from the show.
Go for it.
When Shane was approached by one of his friends who said that he was homeless, he said, "Sucks for you." he said he was actually the prom king at his high school, but he wasn't at prom. I don't know how that happens.
Legend!
When speaking of a young lass, he said, "I know Kara can be a handful, but damn, I want a handful of that."
Champion!
greatest guy ever. And probably his best quote, "I don't have no phone, I don't have no Facebook, I don't have none of that internet stuff. If I need to talk to my neighbors, all I gotta do is come out here on my porch. Hey, guess what? I need a loaf of bread. Bring it over here." So these are just a few of the musings of one of the, literally, I thought I knew country, but these motherfuckers were like trash. Like, I never experienced anything like it. I don't know if the show is going to get picked up, but yeah, it's kind of sad, but you know, he kind of wasn't a good person, so it kind of happens.
Like, he wasn't a good person. Yeah. You could change Jeff. Yeah, well, you can't change Jeff.
Men Care Moment of the Day, sponsored by Dove's Men Care, Dwayne Wade, and BlackPeopleNeed.com.
All right. Let's...
Christian Mangle, add me on Christian Mangle. My name is on my knees for Jesus.
Wow.
Mine is Second Coming 32.
The Book of Leviticus says these nuts.
Mine is Bringing the Oil. Shouts out to Joe Alexandro for that one. That's pretty genius. All right, so
yes, mine will be hashtag him.
So my sound effects aren't working. I was going to use sound effects for the show, but maybe I'll use it next time for sure. So let's go ahead and call Shenanigans. Who wants to go first?
I'm going to call Shenanigans on, I don't know if you guys have been watching, and they just concluded it yesterday, but the Bible series has been on the History Channel.
Okay.
I just want to call Shenanigans. Say it again.
I'll wait for season 2 of the King James Version.
Nacho's in rare form tonight.
Yes, yo, coming back.
Yeah, coming back strong.
So I want to call Shenanigans on. They made the devil look like Obama and that whole whatever. That motherfucker's not real. Fox Sports lit that up. Excuse me, not Fox Sports, but Fox News lit that up. And actually, I thought it was a real good series that they did. They kind of got some things wrong, but they got some things right. I like how they didn't just make everybody just look like blonde hair, blue eyed white people. You know, they had black folks in there, and although they did have Jesus look like the Italian.
Yeah, for real.
That is the only downfall.
For real.
Jesus looks like Rocky Marciano.
Rocky Marciano.
He kicked Joe Louis's ass.
He did whip Joe Louis's ass.
Joe Louis was 137 years old.
I said, wait, I tried the soup.
All right, who's next?
I
want to
call
it
Shenanigans again on East Coast Twitter.
What the hell?
No. I mean, Jeff's exempt. I'm just talking about, look, this is the golden era of television. And with Mad Men starting on Sunday, I'm going to have to avoid Twitter, you know, because it'll ruin the episode. You know, I haven't seen an episode, I haven't seen all but 5 minutes of the entire series of Walking Dead. And I already know everything that's happened. I've never even seen the show. Apparently, C. Murder's on the show. I didn't know he was out of jail. He's on the show.
Does he take breaks when he talks? No, just stop every 5 seconds.
Does he have the hookup?
Yes, he hollers if you hear him. So East Coast Twitter, I mean, I know you can't help it, you're watching the show, and that's kind of the point of Twitter when we're all watching TV, but especially now, and then with the summer coming, we got Mad Men, and we have Breaking Bad, and, you know.
True Blood.
And then, yeah, True Blood sucks balls, but anyway.
It does.
I am all caught up on Breaking Bad, y'all.
When your main character's name Suki, I mean, she's not Asian. You lost me at hello.
It's not Suki. It's Suki.
Okay. That's even worse. It's Suki now.
Exactly. It's
Suki. Okay.
Suki now.
Anyway, Girl Season 2 was amazing.
Yeah,
that's just random. It's honestly one of my favorite shows already of all time.
It's pretty good.
It's in the top 15, 16.
Game of Thrones was a snoozer yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
I haven't seen one episode.
I haven't seen that one either. Yeah, I haven't seen that one either. You haven't seen Girls? Dude, Girls is right up your house. It's in New York. It's about white women. I mean, dude, like...
It's like white women problems meets Sex in the City meets Daria.
Oh,
Yeah, no.
If Daria grew up and went to college, pretty much, that's pretty much girls.
She just got out of college, yeah, has no job.
She put on her freshman 30 and never got it off.
Well, if it's about white girls, I know why Leo watches it, but why are you not sure?
Hey, look, I'm an equal opportunity employer, okay?
Not till there's Arizona. That's the buddy capital of the world.
Hell
it's
yeah.
The everything capital, man. It's seriously like a really nice, it's a really big bowl of Skittles. You can get a little bit of everything, man.
Yep.
Taste the rainbow. Come to Arizona.
Yep. All right. What's called Shenanigans next?
I guess I'll go. Your things quickly. I had to call Shenanigans on Matt Flynn. very rarely can you get a job and then someone outperform you for your job and you not really have a job and then you get another job the next year. That's actually pretty impressive now that I think about it. Fuck him.
He's been now called the Kevin Cobb.
He is Matt Cobb, actually.
pretty much.
So, yeah, that's pretty... I mean, in this grand scheme of things, I guess Matt Flynn is better for your team than Carson Palmer. Raiders were stupid for getting Carson Palmer in the first place. But I don't know why they won't, you know, let Terrell Pryor cook. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Maybe or Vince Young, for that matter.
Worked again. Yeah, you know, well, Vince Young is Vince Young. Also,
Jamarcus Russell's been working out.
We're in Buffalo Wild Wings.
Lifting them lemon pepper wings.
He's a dude pushing the stop timer in the commercials.
Wow.
Second is like a slight shenanigans. I went to Archer Live in New York City this past week.
Archer Live? Wait, Archer?
Yes, Archer.
What? Archer is my favorite show of all time. So how was it?
It is now mine as well. I've been on the bandwagon for about a year and a half now. It gets half shenanigans and half praise because the first half of the show, well, first of all, actually all the show was terribly unorganized. Like, shit wasn't working. They were messing up cues. And you can tell they hadn't quite done it enough for it to be a smooth show yet. But the saving grace was that literally every single character is funny in real life. So, like, all the voices for the characters. And it just made it an awesome experience. You know, they threw t-shirts. It had crowd interaction. H. John Benjamin is literally the funniest fucking voiceover dude in the history of everything. Because it's really... Archer is his personality, but just better looking. Like, H. John Benjamin is like a short... Hop-looking,
yeah,
molding,
yeah,
guys.
Undesirable.
But he just has the greatest voice in the history of the world. So yeah, that was cool, but you know, it was kind of unorganized, but it kind of still made it fun at the same time. So yeah, that's all I got.
Okay, I am going to call shenanigans on the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh.
I told you, motherfuckers. No, so this is so. It's aforementioned about the Lakers' struggles and everything. So as soon as I got fired from the Lakers, I called the Mike Brown curse. As soon as I called it. And I said a curse will be bestowed upon this team for they have disobeyed the basketball gods. They have fired me without a legitimate chance, even though I took the Lakers to third place in the West last year in a lockdown season. So if you're looking at everybody in the starting five has been injured at this point, and they are 6-12 in games where Dwight Howard, Steve Nash, Kobe Bryant, and Paul Gasol play together. 6-12. You tell me God ain't good. Chick-fil-A, holla.
You got rings though.
You're terrible.
But what about their edges though? They got them edges laid.
June
at the lottery. Oh, actually, it'll be the Suns lottery. Well, it's not over yet, but damn,
what
I want that
wrong with
lottery.
Nigel?
Nah, well, they'll trade and get somebody for a candy bar.
No, we're not, man. And those, we're not, no.
Not you.
Those Suns moves are over, okay?
Wow. Anyways, this has been another episode of I Call Shenanigans.
Hey, I didn't get to call my goddamn shenanigans.
Oh, I thought you did already, sweetie. I'm sorry. What are you going to call shenanigans? I'm sorry.
We trouble.
fucking NFL season pass. That's the fuck I call
that. Diddy, it's April.
Stupid bull.
The salt is heavy.
Yo, we are four months into the offseason. They should call it
NFL season that was 2012-13. Fuck you, Roger Goodell, bitch.
You just wanted to get that off.
I call shenanigans on your mama for shitting your ass out.
No.
Funky, cheesy, gutter face bitch, Roger Goodell, you. I hope you choke on some spice ass crawfish juice. Wretched bitch. Y'all know I hate you.
Damn, now Lee's gonna get suspended for a year. Thanks a lot,
and now all the podcasts will be just like the ones where Lee isn't on.
We're gonna big up, post them. Do your job.
Wow.
I call shenanigans on your daddy for not pulling out. Not
Nona. Are you done, Nona?
I'm fucking done. Fuck you, Roger Goodell. And anybody who likes you. Fuck your mama and your grandkids and everybody else.
The grandkids? No.
Fuck your edges, Roger Goodell.
Oh shit. Oh no, she did not.
Honey, his head is a lay.
To the gods.
That never got that about black women, yo. That doesn't even make sense.
I'll call shenanigans on that. The yes movement. Fuck that movement, man.
Yes.
Yes. Twitter says, fuck you, Roger Goodell.
And I'll call shenanigans on Beyonce stands because they started that shit.
Hey, man.
I don't want no problems. I don't want any problems.
Don't hurt the messenger. Don't get mad at Beyonce.
Oh, I love Beyonce. I love her like a friend, but her fans? Nah.
Who's worse, Kobe stands or Beyonce?
Gotta be Beyonce. Yeah. There aren't many women, you know, Kobe stands, but there are a lot of men Beyonce stands, and they all say yes, and they all, I guess, have edges and not shape ups.
They don't have barbers, they have stylists.
I learned on Twitter that edges were basically the female equivalent of shape up.
Okay, is this a regional dialect? Because we call them edge-ups around here. Around here.
Same difference.
Okay, so it's like pop and soda if you live in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Because y'all be saying shape up, and that sounds weird.
Edge-up sounds weird.
It sounds like the Skechers shoes that I don't
know.
Edge-up sounds like you're like trimming your edges or some shit.
I say well, I am Mexican.
Is that what?
Around these parts, we call that a line.
Yeah, well, I say we
eat a line-up. Line up, whatever, shape up. Got to get that shape. You can get an edge, but you gotta have shape. Oh!
All right, anyways, this has been an episode of I Call Shenanigans. What?
Hold on. No, I want to get serious for a second.
Okay, oh yeah, talk about yours. Yeah.
Talk about my little situation.
Yes, please.
I'll give the abridged version. Anyone who wants to find out more, they can always hit me up. I just want to give a shout out to everybody on Twitter who supported me through everything that I've been through in the last 10 months or so, especially the last 2 months. My story is it's pretty amazing, I guess you could say.
It is.
I did have end-stage liver disease. I nearly died. I almost died in January from a blood transfusion. Or not a blood transfusion, but a blood hemorrhage, in which I lost 75% of my blood. Anyway, lived through that. Then I've got on the transplant list, and 9 days later, I get the call. 9 days.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And it turned out to be a perfect match. 7 weeks later, I'm here, 160 pounds lost later in the last 10 months. I feel absolutely incredible. I can't really explain it. Everything has gone literally perfect. Even the doctors have called me a medical anomaly. I got to blow the cartridge on and put it back into my old Nintendo and restart the game. That's basically what happened.
Word.
You know, so just shout out to everybody who's, you know, just little things, you know, that we're thinking of you, praying for you. You know, I'm not a religious person at all, not very religious at all, but, you know, the fact that people would even take the time out of their day to even at me or even think of me, and I know Nona, and then shout out to Miss Bree because she gave me up a lot during that time too, and I know she's going through some things too, so shout out to her.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, that stuff does count, and it really does. You know, when I'm in the hospital and even in my darkest times, you know, when things didn't look too good, I would always be on Twitter just laughing. Mm-hmm. You know, my mind was clear and I was ready no matter what was going to happen, and you know, and somehow I made it through, and now I'm, you know, I'm 30. I look 22.
Yes.
And you know, I'm at fighting weight, so it's weird. It that's really the only way I can describe it. You know, again, just shout out to everyone. Shout out to Lee. You know, just everyone who's just supported me. It's unbelievable. You guys don't know. You might never ever meet me, but it really meant the world. And you know, everyone had a hand in what happened with me. So. Just happy to be here, and you know, hopefully we'll continue doing what we're doing, and you know, we can't stop because we don't stop, and I'm Harlem shaking in my chair right now.
Get down, baby.
So I'm actually going to use that as the ending song for this podcast, the new Harlem Shake.
The new one? No, get the G-Dep version.
Fine, I'll get the G-Dep version.
Cool.
All right, so good story, Nacho. Definitely, we're all praying for you still, even though you're done with everything. So, yeah, hit up Nacho because Nacho has a really good story. Nacho has a really, really good, inspiring story, and it's life changing if you hear all the details as far as the changes he's had to make to his life. So, yeah, if you ever get a chance to hit Nacho up on privately or whatever, please by all means do so because it actually changed my life too. Because I was like, whoa. So, anyways, another episode of I Call Shenanigans. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to try to do this weekly. This is all on me at this point. My laptop is working. My edges are laid. My president's black. So thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. And holla back.
Holla back, youngin.
Did I really say holla back in 2013? Holla back, youngin. Stupid. Oh, no! I went... Designer labels, a lion's belt, sundress, stopped at a thigh. She gotta bring it back before it gotta rise. Gold chains, at least 4 or 5. Pops on me jacket, sleeves oversized. No surprises, I'm assuming. So you're an alien, and I'm a human. I get a robotic dog when I'm moving. Never mind that you did, and that's a crewman. We got a union, and that's tuning. Smile blooming, what we doing? Top one, I swear the place is warmer than you think. Or maybe I was going to ship something in my drink. Cause I ordered white rum and something made it pink. Another drink and I'm moving too soon. Then the cow jumps over the moon. You ever seen a supernova do yoga? Stretch across the sky, try to see when it's over. So she say I'm yours tonight. We can do everything. Don't need a source of light. Cause all the stars have a light. I'm wishing on Marilyn, she wishing on Git. I wish I may, I wish I might. And them Hollywood squares make the night so bright, bright, bright. See, before we started kissing, I was merely existing. But now you're in my planetary system. Only thing that's missing is the sun. But you don't gotta give me one of those. Right now it's dinner dates and a couple shows. Netflix, takeout, and you got a rose. But I think you're the one and you gotta know. Yeah, you gotta know. You look like a model like Jordan. And it's Space Jam Jordans. And I'm the new Flash Gordon. Either you Venus or from Venus. Aphrodite, most likely. Soda flare, girl, you shine so brightly. And all of you smile intimidated slightly. Most likely you visit an Earth. I saw the ray gun you had in your purse. And I would never call you out of your name. But you're beautiful and I'm hoping you feel the same. UFO, you could never be plain in the sky. There's your name. It's a star that I hug. And your pet coming mad at you. Learning how to love my deal of an angel. Your shuttle is above. You my link to the galaxy. And the gadgetry, even no gravity. But I'm falling. No stolen. Pick a ring, Jupiter, Saturn. I put my all in. She say I'm yours tonight. We can do everything. Don't need a source of light.